Yes, Valeria.
Hello, Jonah.
Yes, Valeria.
Okay, hi, Jonah. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was talking with the caregiver, Philip Dix. The first time that I told him that the rate will be dropped, he said like, okay, that was fine. But now that he sees like the big difference compared with the first paycheck, he is like complaining about the rate. I already let him know that here's the rate that he can be paid due to the county that he leaves. He said that is not fair because the contract says that it's 14. Can I tell him like if he wants to continue to keep the same rate, he has to work like the 80 hours that he was working the first week?
No, even at 80 hours, 14 is too much.
Okay.
That's unfortunately the problem. We cannot offer. No, it's not about the county. It's about the overtime.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. 14 doesn't. It just doesn't make sense to us when you're doing. What is he working? He's working 112 hours a week, right?
112. Yes.
Yeah. There's no way. I can give you the math. I don't know if he's smart enough to understand or not. But we get paid in this area $21.52 an hour. That's what we make,
mm-hmm.
Okay, from the insurance. If I'm paying him 13, or even 13.50, I might be able to swing, but let's call it 14 just for sake. 14, right, so on the regular hours, we give him 14, payroll taxes are 11%, so it's another $1.50, it's $15.50 cost to us. And office expenses are another about $1.50 is the calculation currently. So our cost is 17. We make $4.52 an hour, which is very nice. You times that by 40, right? Which is, it's about $183 or something, $184. And that's how much we're making on the regular. Now let's talk about the overtime. $21 an hour is the overtime rate. And he makes 72 hours.
72.
Right? 72 yeah. hours. So $21 times 11% is $23.31. And then we have also office expenses as $1.50 plus $1.50. And then we get paid $21.52. So we lose $3.29 an hour, right? Times that by 72, and we lose $236.88 over the overtime. We only make $180, so we're losing $50 a week at $14 an hour. You understand?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. And if I lower him, that's at 14. 13.50 is break even.
Okay, he keeps calling.
Okay. Right? So unfortunately, with what Medicaid reimburses us, he's asking us for more money than we can pay. We can't pay more than that. You could pay him $13.25 just to be nice, but it's literally not worth it at $13.25.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you want, next week I could put him at $13.25 just to keep the peace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind, but you can tell him, this is not just us. Everyone gets paid the same. No one's going to pay him more. If he finds someone else to pay him more, right, he should absolutely take it. But this is what Medicaid pays. It's not because we're trying to be greedy.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And again, he was offered a higher rate with less hours. When he has more hours, I have to give him a lower rate. And he's doing the maximum hours we allow.
Okay.
But this conversation is gentle but firm because, again, we can't offer him more money than we make. This doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I will call him back and let him know and explain a little about numbers and how this depends more on Medicaid than us. I mean, that we cannot just do $13.25, but... Okay, I will let him know.
Very good.
Okay, Jonah, thank you so much for the explanation.
No problem.
Bye now.